Welcome to the Intelligent Investing Podcast, where modern portfolio theory can suck it. A student of the school of Graham and Doddsville and a clergy member of the Church of Warren Buffett, here's your host, Eric Schlein.
Hi, this is Eric Schlein. You are listening to the Intelligent Investing Podcast, and we have Tim Bergen on from On Beyond Investing. That is the new newsletter that he runs. Welcome on to the show, Tim.
Cool. As always, thanks for having me, Eric.
Absolutely. So today I would like for you to talk about Kinder Morgan Canada. I know that was now you own that position, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
All right. So tell us a little bit about the situation.
So this kind of follows up from our last discussion about macro enterprises. So you know, it might be useful for people to go back and listen to that episode, and so it's kind of contingent on the same project that macro might have a contract to construct. So Kinder Morgan Canada is an entity that was IPO'd by its parent, which was Kinder Morgan. So Kinder Morgan retained 70%. They floated, I believe, 30%. And it was a really intelligent thing for Kinder Morgan to do because they retained most of the economics, but all the debt that is needed to fund this Trans Mountain project are all non-recourse and funded out of that entity. You know, there's so many Canadian banks that love funding these type of assets that they're actually able to get really good terms on their debt without any recourse to the parent. So a lot of people that, you know, had issues with Kinder Morgan's debt, this was a clever way for them to fund other projects without impairing their balance sheet whatsoever. Those guys are pretty sharp. So what's going on here is you have a company that currently, you know, after one more project comes online, will be earning roughly $370 million a year in cash flow.
When you say cash flow, do you mean free cash flow or just operating cash flow?
No, free cash flow.
Okay.
I think in the MLP or pipeline space, they call it like DCF or distributable cash flow. But
okay. And then is Kinder Morgan Canada, is that structured as an MLP or what is the structure on that?
No, just a corp.
Okay.
You know, after this next project comes online, they should be making roughly $370 million per year. But if the Trans Mountain gets built, they'd be looking at making an extra $520 million in free cash flow.
An extra or total $520
million? In extra.
Okay, got it.
Right.
So close to $900 million a year then.
Correct.
Okay.
And so you have a situation where, let's say if you just look at, I typically think that pipeline should trade at 12x cash flows. That's kind of my rough valuation metric. And the way I get there is like historic stock market returns are like 7-8%. Mm-hmm. So that's an 8% yield. These are long dated assets and then they have some growth. So you should probably... So if you're buying at 12x, that's actually probably a pretty good deal.
Right.
Assuming there's any type of growth and typically there is. So if you look at, so right now the shares are trading roughly 17.5 and they'd be pretty volatile. There was a low as 15 a couple days ago when news came out that Kinder Morgan may shut down this deal. You know, the government of Canada came out and said like, this will get built. You know, who knows if it will or not, but you got to think the odds are, or I tend to think the odds are better than 50-50, but, you know, we can just go with 50-50 for now.
Sure.
So it's kind of an interesting special situation opportunity where if you just look at 12x cash flows, which is cheap, if the pipeline doesn't get built, the shares would trade at maybe 14. You know, that's what 12x would imply. And I believe the dividend yield at that point in time would be north of 5%. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, it doesn't sound awful. However, if it does get built, you're looking at 12 times, you know, nearly 900 million. You're looking at the stock being worth something like 31. So your upside is roughly 86%. You take into account the dividend you would earn over the two-year period. Your downside is roughly 20%. However, one of the reasons that Kinder Morgan listed Kinder Morgan Canada in Canada is that pipeline equity companies trade at like much greater multiples than they do in the United States. So pipeline companies up in Canada trade more in the 18 to 20x cash flow range.
Hmm. Why is that, do you think?
Well, so Canadian investors love their dividends. Mm-hmm. So they tend to pay up for dividends, and dividends up here are tax advantaged.
Ah, okay. What's the dividend tax loss in Canada?
I think it's 15%.
Oh, okay.
Is the capital gain tax on?
Got it. Okay.
Roughly speaking, but they also seem to just irrationally love their dividends. So there's kind of like two aspects going on there. So let's say it trades at 15x cash flows, mm-hmm. right? Then the stock, if the project gets built, is worth, I think, roughly 35. And if it doesn't get built, it's worth 16.50. And right at 16.50, I think it's, yeah, still north of a 5% dividend yield. So you're looking at an upside of 110%, a downside of 5%. And this just seems incredibly skewed relative to the odds that the project actually gets built.
And what kind of allocation is this to your portfolio?
Let me see here. I don't know. I've been just trying to decide if it should be high or not. It's like 4-ish%.
Okay.
Something like that. But I also own, you know, macro, which is obviously
so it was about a 5%.
Heavily impacted by this. Yeah, and I also own Kinder Morgan, the company itself. So. Yeah.
So what do you like more at these prices? Why own both Kinder Morgan and Kinder Morgan Canada?
Well, so Kinder Morgan, it's trading at like a 13% free cash flow yield. But that's like a 20% free cash flow yield if it's able to build its backlog. This will obviously happen over time.
Yep.
You know, like management owns 18%. They're buying back $2 billion of stock. You know, it's an 8% dividend here, and oil's heading up, and these guys have oil-producing assets, even though they hedge out a lot of the near-term oil price exposure. But over longer term. So Kinder Morgan's kind of like, I kind of hate to use the word compounder because mm-hmm. so many people misuse it, but, you know, Mr. Kinder has compounded wealth at pretty incredible rates for a long period of time. And like this deal he did with Kinder Morgan Canada, I think is genius. You know, it's non-recourse, hold back the economics. So I think that's one that you just, like it's good to own. And the other thing with the Kinder Morgan Canada is those, in my opinion, were Kinder Morgan's worst assets. Kinder Morgan's mostly natural gas. Kinder Morgan Canada's mostly oil. Depending on your long-term views of oil and infrastructure assets, like I think I'd much rather own natural gas.
Yeah.
But however, at these prices, so Kinder Morgan Canada is more of a trade, more of a special situation type of opportunity. KMI is more of like a long-term hold, and I guess macro is somewhere in the middle.
And what's your allocation on Kinder Morgan?
Just the regular. A little over 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, are those the correct percentages between the three? You know, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I've been asking myself that for a while.
Yeah. It's hard to know, too.
Yeah. But, I think all three are interesting. And you know, I think it's also interesting to kind of pay attention to something.
Maybe
so topical.
Maybe you should just do 80, 10, and 10 and call it a day.
80, 10, 10. Yeah. Maybe. You know, if we talk about this 1 year forward, I might look back and be like, yeah, I should have done 80, 10, 10.
Yeah.
Or I
yeah.
might say, like, thankfully I didn't.
Yeah, thankfully you didn't listen to me, right?
Yeah, thankfully. So, yeah, like I said, you know, the government has constitutional authority, and you know, the finance minister, the prime minister, they're all saying it will get built. Provinces are offering to fund it or maybe backstop it. But on the other side, obviously, the local politicians and the municipal politicians are not issuing permits, and there's obviously large amounts of protesters. So, you know, and the pipeline will save oil producers $3 to $4 billion per year. So you mix that all up, and you know, I would lean towards it. It probably gets built, but mm-hmm. you know, there's probably a lot of people who don't. But you know, at the prices of these three stocks, like Macro below liquidation, KMI at 13% free cash flow yield, and mm-hmm. and KML with, you know, I don't think that much downside from here. It feels like you're getting overly compensated for the risks.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Anything else on Kinder Morgan Canada? It's an interesting special situation.
No, I think that's really just it.
Cool, yeah, pretty simple. Special situations are always interesting.
Yeah, you always learn something.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, cool. I appreciate you coming on, spending your time with me for a little bit, talk about Kinder Morgan Canada. And have a great rest of your day, Tim. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.
Excellent. And yeah, it's always a pleasure, Eric. Thank you very much for having me on.
All right. And if you want to get in touch with Tim or check out his stuff, go to onbeyondinvesting.com. He has a great newsletter. All right. Have a great day, Tim.
You too.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Intelligent Investing Podcast with Eric Schlein. If you'd like to connect with Eric for questions, comments, feedback, ideas, or to inquire about being on the show, please contact Eric at intelligentinvesting@gmail.com. So, in the words of Charlie Munger, I have nothing to add.